好啦，接咗落嚟咧，进行咗以上嘅第三项，就运输及房屋常任秘书长，以当区区要会面嘅时间。因为常任秘书长咧，佢4:15咧就要去第二个政府个活动，所以请咧大家喺应间发言嗰时候咧就精简啲关于房屋方面啲意见。咁啊，先请啊常任秘书长咧，啊柏志高太平绅士致辞。
多谢主席，谢谢。黄山主席。各位议员大家好，大家好，
好，
好，哎呀，唔紧要啦，今日真系我好高兴出席东区区议会同各面各位嘅见面。东区现时约有35,000个公屋单位。同埋34,000个资助出售单位，租住公屋居民占区内人口大概20%，大部分嘅屋邨系70-90年代兴建。我哋会不断改善屋邨嘅设施同埋管理服务。有需要的时候会进行大型维修和改善工程，希望为居民提供更舒适更方便的居住环境。未来东区将有两个公屋项目，包括连胜道公屋发展和改建柴湾工厂大厦，合共提供440个出租单位。虽然这两个项目规模较小，但仍相当重要。希望各位议员继续支持我们的公屋发展项目。房屋处的目标是每年兴建平均15,000个公屋单位，同埋维持平均轮候时间约3年左右。另外，由2016-17年起计的4年内，将提供17,000个新居屋单位。往后每年提供约5,000个居屋单位。我们一直同相关的政策局、政府部门、区议会和地区人士紧密磋商，尽力物色适合发展公屋和居屋的土地，并且善用每一幅土地的发展潜力，尽量提高公屋的产量。长远房屋策略建造刚刚开展，今次正好是一个合适的机会，被我来听取各位意见，对于房屋政策的意见。现在我将时间交给各位议员，欢迎各位提出意见，多谢各位。
我提议呢，我们就用掌声多谢常任秘书长用广东话跟我们讲这个 conference。
The rest in English.
好，接着下来呢，我们议员呢请发表意见，请举手。好，我读一读个名啊。杜本文、李俊强、李俊秋、 江泽豪、丁江豪、郭伟强、赵之强、罗立珍、傅彦章、陈启冇陈启源、陈海群、刘庆阳、张树根、祖母刘噶赵家贤。好，请读本文会议。
好多谢主席。咁咧就都既然间系常任秘书长上到嚟，咁亦都系好愿意咧听我哋讲。我谂第一个嘅问题咧，我就帮我啲居民讲咧，就系而家咧嗰个轮候公屋嗰条队太过长，以致咧我哋真系望到颈都长。咁第一个问题就系、你哋有冇短期可以解決嘅方案可以處理呢個問題？咁另外一個嘅情況呢，就係、就算而家喺輪流督察上面嗰條隊呢，我哋都發覺呢，喺經過觀察同埋一啲分析之後呢，年青人佢未畢業喺大學嘅時候，爸爸媽媽已經教佢排隊，排呢啲隊呢，總之排到有一日就會有啦。咁但係呢，相反嗰啲好有需要、收入低又喺嗰啲板間房地好即係捱緊苦有啲嘅情況底下呢，佢哋個需要重大。喺咁嘅情況底下呢，可唔可以喺個政策上面呢係作一啲嘅調節？呢啲嘅調節呢係可以呢就令到嗰啲按需要嘅人士、按年齡嘅需要、按嗰個嘅收入嘅嗰、那個嘅程度，按嗰個社會嘅問題去做一啲分析，而喺嗰個政策上面呢去幫助到嗰啲需要人可以上樓。嗱呢個呢就特事特辦啦，係按住嗰個實際社會嘅需要呢去呼應、去回應，以至呢你哋嘅政策呢就可以真係得到解決民生嘅問題啦。多謝。
李俊強要回應。
多謝主席。多謝常任秘書長來到我們東區區議會來聽我們講解我們那個關於房屋的方面的東西。那柴灣工廠大廈呢就正正在我的選區裡面，那就是首先多謝房屋局那邊肯接受我們的意見，就是將柴灣工廠大廈保留啦。那但是今次去將它保留，但是做成公屋呢，那個單位的數目呢，那的而且確又是有些杯水車薪的。不過公務論點都好，咁其實柴灣工廠大廈之所以佢嘅發展、佢嘅歷史咧，始終係一個值得肯定，而好多街坊、柴灣嘅街坊都係好想將佢保留，有一個薪火相傳嘅作用。希望如果有關嘅人士可以將而家嗰個嘅單位嗰樣嘢嗰個嘅喺公屋嗰個決定，可以有啲檢討嘅話咧，咁我哋相信係值得可以考慮嘅。咁另外其實關於全港性嘅公屋嘅問題，咁其實我哋覺得除咗話我哋非常之贊成應該有更多嘅公屋單位俾一個有啲真正需要嘅人之外呢，咁其實我哋都要檢討返現有嘅制度。因為頭先常秘書長都講話，喂 ,16-17 年先至會有萬幾個單位會出台，咁喺16-17年之前會點可以點做呢？咁點樣先令到個公屋輪候冊可以加快排到申請到俾啲有需要嘅人呢？咁其實改善返現有嗰個嘅富户嗰個嘅公屋個政策，我覺得都係一個方法嚟嘅。因為而家有好多富户，其實即係好多報紙都見到係逼即係好話唔知係生人霸死地，咁嚟去霸住間公屋，咁其實我覺得係非常之唔啱嘅。咁另外第二樣嘢就係話除咗話一啲富户之外，仲有一啲係譬如啲拆散咗嘅家庭啊，或者係已經係長大咗啲小朋友啊，佢哋亦都係繼續喺間公屋嗰度生長，即係喺度長大。
時間到，
好，多謝主席。
李俊秋委員。
多謝主席。咁啊，首先好多謝即係即係有嚟 议会听我哋各位议员嘅声音。咁喺呢度咧，其实我想带出两个问题。第一咧就系依家嗰条队，头先阿杜议员都讲咗，200,000人嗰个队伍嚟讲咧，对于香港整个社会嘅影响系相当之大嘅。我谂个个人都会明白呢、這个大咧，唔系话净系嗰200,000人咧可唔可以上到屋嘅问题。如果佢哋上唔到屋咧，对个社会咧会造成咗一个恶性嘅循环啦。呢、這个咁而喺呢个咁庞大嘅需要嘅情况之下，我又想带出咧柴湾工厂大厦。咁呢个保育嘅，即系香港有好多地方系值得我哋去关注，值得我哋去保留我哋嘅历史同埋文化嘅一部分嚟嘅。咁啊，柴湾工厂大厦可以保留啦。咁啊，即系房屋署话可以兴建180多个单位，但系180多个单位里边嚟讲咧，同200,000嘅队伍嚟讲系杯水车薪。咁我就喺度谂，即系会唔会系有一啲更加好嘅方式系咪啊？即系可以令到咧，即系呢个柴湾工厂大厦有一个更加有效啲嘅发展咯。我觉得呢个系值得去探讨嘅，唔系话因为我哋依家有200,000嘅需要嘅队伍咧，就将求其揾到咩地方系适合嘅，就转咗系公屋咁样。180多个单位，我哋将咗香港几十年嘅文化咧，系咪一个有效啲有效地去保育，有效地去展现我哋嘅文化？因为文化都系我哋嘅其中一部分嚟嘅。喺我本人嚟讲咧，第三点我想讲，即系我好赞成咧，政府咧尽快去解决呢个房屋问题，即系喺一啲即系更加多嘅土地嘅地方去尽快去落实。因为如果要等到咁多年先有嗰10,000多个单位咧，其实真系个社会嘅影响系相当之大咯。吓，希望房屋署可以关注到喺发展公屋嘅同时，即系亦都去深思我哋嗰、那个香港文化嘅保留同埋保育。多谢主席。
李文龙会员，
多谢主席。咁都好多谢阿柏常俾嚟听我哋嘅意见啦。咁我喺前排呢，就喺阿 CY 林上台之后呢，就讲过呢个青年宿舍嘅问题。咁其实呢个政策呢，整体呢我係个人係支持嘅。但係喺个執行上面呢，希望贵局呢能够真係去长远同埋当区嘅实际需要去出发咯。特别喺天后庙道嗰边咧，你哋曾经讲过话建造商会嘅旧校嗰度咧，就作为一个青年宿舍嘅兴建1,000个单位。咁但系喺嗰边嚟讲咧，都系属于旧区，比较平静。咁当区嚟嘅楼宇咧，都系特别有啲系好矮嘅，得个7-8层嘅啫。如果你嗰边要需要起1,000个单位嘅话咧，我初步估计讲咧系需要起25层嘅楼，咁到时将会造成一个好大量嘅屏风效应。咁我前排亦都去信你哋贵局咧，就获回复咧，就话你哋未有一个正式嘅政策出台。咁我希望你哋如果真係要執行呢一樣嘢呢，希望你哋能夠真係落實到去落去全當區呢，係全面去諮詢，而唔係你哋覺得係就可以去執行。因為呢一樣嘢係對當區嘅居民呢影響係極之大嘅，咁亦都會造成呢個屏風效應啦，同埋治安等等嘅問題出現。因為當區嘅楼宇同埋交通配套设施咧，系完全系唔足够去容纳呢一个再兴建多1,000个单位，因为当区喺就喺隔篱一个座大厦咧，已经起紧1,000几个单位，咁再加埋你呢1,000个嘅话咧，对当区嘅交通个独样嘅压力咧系非常之大嘅。希望你哋真系能够作一个全面嘅咨询，唔好纸上谈兵。多谢主席。
江泽豪会员，
多谢主席。就房屋个问题呢，其实呢就係即係喺即係全港嚟讲呢，都係一个非常之係令人关注一个嘅课题嚟嘅。特别我哋东区呢，我哋东区呢就即係可以撥出新嘅地盤嚟起公屋呢，根本就少之又少。而家嚟讲呢，就只係得呢个连城道一个嘅地盤。咁但係呢就需求就非常之大嘅。好似我個區就本來就係冇公屋嘅，咁但係咧有大量嘅舊樓，係私人嘅舊樓，咁而家咧就一路一路咧開始咧就係有人收購啦，或者係有一啲另外嘅發展啊咁樣咧，就即係清拆，咁咧就形成咗咗好多嘅原來喺度西灣我住嘅居民咧，對於嗰個住屋嗰方面咧個需求係大咗，咁佢哋好多咧即係申請咗咧就超過3年嘅。 我做過一個個案，曾經咧係睇到佢超過係申請咗七年嘅，但係都派唔到房俾佢哋。咁即係七年派唔到房，咁而家佢面對嗰個問題係乜嘢咧？佢就係住啲劏房，越住就越細。因為點解要住越細咧？因為個租金越嚟越貴。由千零蚊，而家咧一路加到四五千蚊。咁個但係個單位佢嗰個房咧就越嚟越細，咁好多時咧就即係有我見過一個劏房咧，連張牀都擺唔入、擺唔落嘅，要另外自己再做一張牀。咁我相信嗰個居住同埋嗰個房屋嘅需求嗰個嚴重性咧係好緊要。咁所以希望咧就係話咧房屋局方面咧能夠喺個盡快咧諗一個短期能夠解決到一啲嘅急需要居住嗰個嘅方案，令到咧就係急需要即係要居所嘅市民咧有一個棲身之所。多謝主席。
丁光浩會員。
好，唔该主席，都好多谢秘书长到我哋东区区议会咧听意见吓。咁我主要我都有两点嘅意见，就系有关呢个公屋嘅轮候册嗰度。咁大家明白就咧，而家嗰个公屋轮候册咧有200万嘅人啦吓，咁啊就好长嗰个队伍。咁我试过都收到个案咧，都系等多6年都未有公屋嘅。咁我哋都认为咧呢个数字咧都好得人驚嚇，即係如果喺一個個案咧，都6年都未上樓嚇。咁但係我想即係問翻秘書長就話，如果喺個公屋落拆咁多人嘅情況下咧，可唔可以考慮一啲即係考慮一啲措施啦嚇？譬如話可以喺短期方面咧，會唔會將嗰啲即係居屋係可能咧係賣唔到出嚟嘅，甚至係有啲空空置嘅居屋咧，係改變為嗰個公屋咧嚇，俾一啲嘅即係所謂需要嘅人士去住啦。咁第二就咧睇翻咧，有啲報紙都睇翻咧，就話啲嘅學者話咧，香港係唔係冇土地嘅，係有啲土地咧係政府係唔知點解係唔能夠係所謂利用嚇，利用佢咧係做一啲嘅公屋嘅。咁但係可唔可以即係希望政府可唔可以諗啲方法咧，喺長期方面就係將呢啲嘅土地咧盡快去做一啲嘅研究，即係盡量譬如話某啲技術方面咧係能夠解決到嘅。大家都明白就係如果土地可能有啲政府部門就話係咪佢有斜坡問題啊，或者佢有啲地積嘅限制問題咧，係做唔到啲公屋嘅或者居屋嘅問題咧，可唔可以揾一啲嘅專家學者去做一個研究咧？因為大家明白就係如果單單靠咧係而家講嘅東北嗰個發展區咧係唔夠嘅，特別係我哋而家個市區咧，我都見到咧係比較多啲空置啊，我哋唔可以話嗰啲地方係做唔到嘢就唔去研究啦嚇。咁希望咧即係秘書可唔可以帶翻我哋地區意見，就話能夠喺長期咧就係增建一啲公屋咧，同埋一啲揾啲合適地方咧，真係要做一啲嘢。第二就係短期方面咧，可唔可以真係將一啲居屋係變翻我哋嘅講嘅能夠舒緩翻公屋嘅落差嘅人？唔該曬。
請趙志祥會員。
多謝主席，咁亦都好多謝常任秘書長落嚟聽我哋嘅意見。咁房屋嘅大政策咧，我覺得特首梁振英咧係會有好有信心去改善我哋房屋嘅問題啦。咁呢個我係好有信心嘅，希望就政府喺呢方面咧多把勁去改善啦。但係長期咧，因為而家咧有一個情況咧，就係因為喺若干年前咧領匯就即係離開咗房屋署，喺出面度就管理一部分。咁而家形成咧就房屋署同領匯喺個同樣喺度管理個屋邨裏面咧，就出現一啲即係分界不明啊。有時咧就喺管理上咧就變咗冇人管，兩道管就變咗冇人管。好多情況咧，由領匯咧喺我哋屋邨管理諮詢委員會嗰度咧，亦都唔嚟開會。我哋村里面有问题呢，想找领会来讨论或者解决呢，又解决不到。咁所以呢，我希望呢在房屋处这方面呢或者房屋局这方面呢，是不是可以跟领会沟通，在我们每次的屋村管理諮詢委员会里面都来听下我们的意见改善村里面的事。有一个很不合理的呢，就是当分隔的时候呢，我们村里面有居屋有公屋。有啲居屋嘅電單車咧，就唔能夠喺領匯裏面租屋村裏面嘅停車位，咁搞到啲電單車咧，
30秒
就周圍亂咁泊，咁呢個解決唔到嘅，因為泊喺度咧，有時就係領匯管，有時就房屋署管，咁變咗咧，呢電單車嘅亂泊情況咧， 在每一条村，我想就有领会管理和房屋署管理的情况呢，都有同样的情况出现。那我看看这样呢，是不是我们房屋局这边呢可以跟领会那里商量一下，去怎样解决村里面的秩序。多谢主席。
下一位郭伟强委员，不好意思。
啊，没事，多谢主席。就欢迎我们的常任秘书长啊柏志高先生嚟到啦，咁咧就第一咧就系头先大家同事都讲咗噶啦，二十万公屋嘅申请者，究竟点样只达到三年上楼咧？因为咧而家局方俾个数字话三年基本上上到楼，但系好抱歉呢、這个数字系平均数，即系话包括香港九龙新界嘅上楼数字，新界上楼可能会快啲，因为嗰边有新嘅屋邨。咁但系其实市区本身就冇乜新建嘅屋邨噶啦。咁好多街坊咧，我哋啲街坊咧听到吓房屋署都公开公布啦，局方都公布啦，三年上到楼噶咯，点解我排咗四年啊，排咗五年啊？但系因为佢拣市区，咁我希望咧，局方咧能够俾一个清晰嘅资讯俾申请人，等佢哋知道咧，如果拣市区嘅话咧，个年期系较长嘅。如果唔系咧，我哋只能够帮佢追话，点解明明应承咗三年上楼，但系而家四年都未上到咧？咁另外长远要解决呢条队咧，其实我哋工联会都提过噶啦，每年必须要起码有三万个公屋单位嘅兴建落成。咁究竟而家局方嗰边系咪能够达标咧？做到咧？预计几耐会清到呢条队咧？或者就算唔系清到啊，起码都缩短佢啊。如果唔系只系越累积越多嘅话咧，其实个系一个社会上嘅计时炸弹。
三十秒。
咁另外最尾呢都提一提啦，其實而家政府呢將青年嘅宿舍呢都俾咗一啲 NGO 做，但係其實我期望係由房屋署能夠喺市區興建一啲青年宿舍呢，去幫一啲青年人除咗就業之外慳返啲車錢，幫佢哋儲首期。因為呢政府嗰個印花税呢只能夠打擊炒家，但係就冇幫到年青人上車嘅。希望呢方面工作能夠做多啲，多謝主席。
梁國雄委員。
是，唔該主席，亦都好多謝常任秘書長出席我哋東區嘅區議會。就住呢個房屋政策方面呢，我都希望話政府呢能夠真真正正落實一個房屋嘅政策，係有足夠嘅房屋係供應俾市民，落實呢個三年上樓呢、這個承諾嘅。喺我哋工聯會嘅主張都係公屋為主，居屋為輔，私人樓宇作為補充，做一個房屋嘅政策。就住公屋的需求和居屋的需求呢，在这个市场我都希望将公屋的比例呢能够加强多些少，达到是6:4之分，而且在那个入息上限那边呢都希望将它扩大，而达到每个市民都可以得到安居的乐业。麻烦主席。
赵家燕委员。
Dear Mr. Permanent Secretary, welcome to the Eastern District Council. To facilitate the meeting progress, please accept me to use back to Canton list. Okay. 就住咧房屋規劃方面咧，其實會建議係政府咧係就住一啲結構出現問題或者是具潛力的一些公屋是要拆卸重建改善社區環境的。就例如好像我們在東區柴灣現時那個工廠大廈，其實都是即類近的一種模式呢，其實是應該是那塊地，因為其實是很具潛力，隔離就是一個巴士站和是一個地鐵的總站，所以在那裡其實這些是很具潛力 的一些地呢，是應該是政府是要地盡其用去興建公屋的，或者是一些的居屋這樣的。而現時呢就住土地供應方面呢，其實政府是應該去盡量去看怎樣可以拓闊增加多啲嘅呢啲資助房屋，令到咧每年咧係公私營嗰個居屋單位嘅供應咧係唔少於50,000個。現時其實係樓價飆升，好多嘅人家庭啦，尤其是年青嘅一啲人士咧，包括我在內咧，係對於係現時一啲嘅小單位咧，嗰個價錢
就係越
係不合理。政府喺呢個時候係要盡快地去適度去介入嗰個嘅 房屋嘅供应嘅市场咧，系去令到可以去压抑一个楼价系一个良性嘅发展，并唔系因为过分多嘅热钱流入嚟香港而令到好多嘅房屋嘅买卖咧系被炒到系一个咧系不合理嘅地步嘅。咁希望系秘书长方面咧系可以去了解个情况。多谢主席。
有会长委员。
好啊。多谢主席，亦都欢迎秘书长到我哋东区嚟听听我哋意见。我哋认为而家我哋对政府呢个管治班子咧，我哋都系充满信心嘅，希望能够咧坚持一个良好嘅房屋政策，亦都系对我哋公务员嘅队伍咧，亦都系充满信心嘅，因为正正系优秀嘅公务员咧，正系香港个核心价值。怎样来管治，協助来管治回好香港。那我们对于这个房屋政策呢，但是几年来里面呢，我们发觉呢很多将香港很多靓地就抌了去落了私人的机构里面，好像我们对不满意的就北角新村一个这样的地，亦都是藏了几千户的人家呢，这个地呢都要腾了出来。所以但有政策都是讲明俾我哋听，会赤柱都是有一个亦都有一个公屋同埋居屋嘅地点嘅，喺赤柱嘅，但係佢哋都系呢个地拨出嚟呢，都系可以俾我哋公屋同埋呢个居屋用嘅。所以我觉得政府喺呢个政策上里面呢，我哋觉得坚持呢要解决20万人嘅排队呢，我希望政府呢能够在勾地表呢去腾啲地出嚟呢，在呢个政策上去改变腾啲地出嚟嘅。咁第二个政策想讲呢，就係嗰个工厂嘅活化啦。咁嗰陣时都讲得好紧要呢，就係话呢工厂呢係咪可以改到单身呢个宿舍呢，俾单身嘅宿舍去解决到呢个目前嘅困境呢。咁我呢个住屋嘅困境呢，我哋希望政府都要坚持一下。咁最后一个问题问呢，在我哋锦屏街嗰个长者屋呢，係将会係几时会推出嚟，係点样做，或者有啲情况可以介绍一下。
时间到。卢烈珍委员。
多谢主席，多谢柏志高先生嚟到我哋议会听大家嘅意见。安居乐业人人都想嘅，但係奈何呢杯水车薪，供不应求。好似我个区係筲箕湾，係一个旧区林立嘅地方。好多低下层嘅呢係都係住喺啲板间房啊、劏房啊、天台屋啊咁样㗎。咁最近呢，因为呢屋宇署亦都雷厉风行啦，对一啲僭建嘅劏房嘅都係发出一啲命令。咁住喺里面嘅啲低下层嗰啲呢，佢收到业主嘅通知要去搬走。但佢亦都冇可能即係出面市面昂贵嘅租金佢负担唔起。例如一个係管理员，佢话扣除咗佢嘅强积金都唔够7000元。咁你问下佢点可以住到出面嘅市面嘅租屋住呢，係咪？我昨晚见到一个女士，佢话我五年嚟我搬咗四次屋啦。而家我住嘅天台屋啦，我晚晚瞓唔着啦，我唔知几时会拆到我嗰间屋啦。所以呢我就觉得呢，由政府是应该呢要知道在基层里面呢很多是低下层的市民呢，他们是负担不起屋的。所以希望呢能够尽量呢是开拓一些新的土地资源呢，是能够建多些公屋是给有需要的人士呢入住的。那希望房屋署各位都能够听到这个声音。多谢。
陈海群委员。
多谢主席，多谢柏志高秘书长来到区议会听大家的意见。咁嚟讲咧，即系公屋嘅兴建咧，系解决咗即系上一代人啦，同埋呢一代人嘅好多嘅家群低下阶层嘅市民嘅居住嘅问题。咁咧，从而嚟讲咧，可以使到子女能够成长啊，生活得到改善啊。咁嚟讲咧，就加上新建嘅公屋咧，质素咧都非常之好嘅。又有花园啊，管理上亦都非常都系可以啊咁样。咁咧就有啲啊会比啲旧嘅私楼咧环境仲要好。咁咧呢方面嘅发展咧，应该希望可以 保持一个社会的稳定来讲呢，即是这方面呢都已经有一个好的经验呢，咁希望来讲就是说政府来讲怎样落实都是多建公屋啊同埋居屋呢，使到市民生活改善里面呢亦都有一个阶梯可以腾出公屋啊入住居屋啊咁样。咁呢即是那个三年的轮候册里面呢，即是其实我哋接到的个案里面呢好多都三年唔系咁快入上到楼嘅。咁呢个嚟讲呢就从呢、这个多建公屋啊福建居屋呢度呢里面去能够落实呢个指标啦。咁嚟讲呢就柏秘书长亦都体会到呢就系话改善屋村嘅设施等等嚟讲呢都希望俾居民有一个好嘅环境。咁呢小西我嗰个区就小西湾公屋区啦。咁嚟讲呢90年代佢哋即係入伙啊咁样。咁即係叫做唔旧唔新。咁嚟讲呢都希望今后呢能够多啲拨款啊，对一啲譬如好似屋村里面嘅电线啊电标啊呢啲嘅更新啊电梯嘅安全嘅关注啊，同埋呢因为铁窗啊嗰啲咁呢，咁佢有啲铁之内呢就会生锈就会逼爆嗰啲墙啊呢啲咁都要多关注呢去作出改善啦，公园里面嘅有啲旧嘅设施啊都能够拨款里面呢係更新嘅。咁多谢主席。
副院长委员。
多谢主席。多谢秘书长落嚟我哋呢度开会。好高兴知道政府呢真係有决心兴建居屋公共房屋政策。咁但係呢大型嘅屋苑嚟讲呢事实上搵地又难。咁阻力又强。咁唔係咁容易可以达到目标嘅。我想分享一下呢十几年前嘅时间呢我哋有差唔多类似嘅情形。当年嘅彭定康呢佢呢就要求一个房屋署喺自己屋村入面搵一啲地方就建一啲叫 infill site, 咁咪起啲小型嘅屋苑啦。咁另外嚟讲呢係政府部门之间嚟讲呢都揼佢哋有啲地呢佢唔用住嗰啲嚟讲呢要佢 surrender 出嚟。咁我嗰度嚟讲呢喺呢个李景道嘅康东村呢其中一个就係啦。咁事实上证明呢呢个政策呢係好嘅。因为呢啲小型嘅屋村嚟嘅时间嚟讲呢可以融入一个社会度。而呢个社会嚟讲呢能够明白即係大家嘅唔同嘅生活方式。咁亦都呢就係咁充分用嗰啲地呀。咁我觉得嚟讲呢而家当务之急嚟讲呢你哋可以考虑一下有冇边啲地暂时嚟讲呢五六年之内唔会起嘅。不如呢就褪咗出嚟俾我哋用咗先。好过嚟讲呢就啲人嘅居住环境呢越嚟越曳租项呢越嚟越高嘅。多谢你。
陈启远委员。
多谢主席，亦都多谢柏常秘嚟呢度听我哋嘅意见。首先我想问一问呢就係即係喺东区嗰度究竟即係房屋局觉得我哋喺东区嗰度呢有几多嘅住屋嘅需求呢，需要兴建几多个住屋嘅单位呢，而当中有几多个系公屋几多系居屋呢，同埋系需要几多嘅土地呢咁样。第二呢我想问嘅呢就可能就系呢个牵涉到一个土地嘅问题啦，或者一间呢个地政署都可能有人嚟同我哋讲解，咁我呢就睇下你柏常秘可唔可以喺呢度呢就系提供我哋答案。根据政府在7月4号提供给立法会的资料呢就是即是全香港有2000公顷的土地啦、即是未使用的住屋的土地是未使用是属于政府的住屋土地的。咁后来就讲一讲下就说不是2000得返400几的这样。这个不紧要。而当初政府提出的资料呢 ,2000 公顷里面呢其中在东区呢就有 11.7 公顷。咁我想知道呢由2000变做400公顷之后啊，东区嗰 11.7 就变成几多呢，而当中有几多房屋处是觉得是适合要来起这个住屋的单位呢咁样。第二呢就是政府曾经讲过呢就是说因为呢要增加土地来到兴建这个住屋，所以呢就有意思呢就是将一些 GIC 的 site 呢就转成为住屋的用途。咁我想問一問呢就究竟政府喺呢個東區裏面，東區呢根據7月俾我哋資料有 25.9 公頃係 GIC 西未曾使用嘅，你當中會有幾多嘅土地有幾多個 GIC 西你打算將佢改建為呢個住屋用途呢？多謝主席。
張樹根議員。
多謝主席。咁咧就多謝阿常秘書長到嚟同我哋收集意見啦。首先咧，我就啱今日咧從阿公伯祥議員嗰度咧收到一個咧投訴啊，魚灣村咧，即係佢話有啲長者嘅設施咧壞咗幾個月都未整好。咁我頭先咧同你啲同事傾咧，你哋啲總經理。高級經理咧都好好人士啊，咁啊同我哋去了解情況，亦反映得原來你哋嘅承辦商咧確實係非常之曳嘅。咁你搞到前線呢啲經理咧，就成日都俾人鬧啊。咁啊，第一個咧，我就希望咧，你哋盡快去更換呢個承辦商，因為呢啲承辦商咧，如果喺呢段期間有居民因為你哋嘅壞損壞嘅設施而受傷咧，我諗你都有排俾人告。第二就是話咧，除咗承辦商之外咧，你哋嗰個部門裏面咧做維修咧，同埋呢啲重建嗰個手續咧，確實係非常之慢嘅。有好多人有啲房間咧啊，咁咧即係再維修啊，或者啲嘢咧，你哋都要用好長嘅時間，同埋好多手續咧去排隊。咁你可唔可以加快下你哋自己部門裏面嗰個效率呢？咁最後一個呢就係話呢，而家輪候登記嗰度呢
係
非常之長，希望呢你哋呢能夠真係做到呢三年上樓呢個方面。多謝主席。
李志祥委員。
多謝主席，就歡迎常任秘書長嚟我哋呢度。就我係好佩服房屋署，因为点解咧？因为喺2011年3月10日，佢哋嗰个商业楼宇小组委员会就通过咗要清拆柴湾工厂大厦，然后咧就重建公屋。嗱，呢个决议咧，我相信你哋有会议记录噶，但系好可惜，呢个受柴湾居民同埋轮候公屋人士极之欢迎嘅决议，居然在18个月之后，梁振英拱出10招的第5招，就是要将柴湾工厦保育，然后整180个劏房，咁嚟到咧系将你哋本来明智的决定咧就打消晒。当时我在3月17日，你哋3月10日开会，我3月17日已经俾咗封信里边，话你哋嘅决定系明智嘅，你哋系应该守正不阿，要将呢个工厂大厦变做重建做呢一个公屋。咁当时你哋嘅高级经理阿黄月忠先生亦都有回信俾我，佢哋话我哋而家咧系等紧政府嘅批准。哦，原来政府嘅批准就系咩咧？政府嘅批准就系长官嘅意志咯。就梁振英的第十招里面的第5招啦。
喂，30秒。
你哋身为技术官僚，你哋对住屋嘅需求系好清楚噶。点解而家以保育为名，就打消咗你哋嘅计划？我真系唔明白，你哋点样向香港市民负责？所以咧，保育同埋创意艺术喺隔篱嗰个青年广场嘅使用率唔系高，年年都被核数处咧嚟到嘈。咁我問你啊，咁重疊而又浪費資源，係值得嘅咩？所以我希望你咧就能夠將我哋嘅意見講，我哋係要重建公屋嘅。
多謝主席，多謝常秘書長嚟到。咁香港港島區港東區嚟講咧，而家只能夠係得呢個連城道可以起到公屋，而係得200單位。咁其實我嘅態度咧，希望可唔可以喺連城道後邊嘅後山嗰度咧，可以開啲山。咁可以能夠擴闊咗呢個地區。我呢個問題呢，嗱，大家整情，我哋預咗你咁講嘅。其實我住咗30年，我都係陰陽山地住嘅啫，所以住到我做議員嘅。咁第二個問題啦，就其實咧，我希望咧，局方咧就應該要檢控一啲濫用公屋嘅居民。因为你而家喺度揾地，去到东北嗰边又俾人抗议，但系咧睇到你一样嘢就系只系做 show 唔做，咁啊，但系咧去滥用公屋嗰啲人咧，你唔去做，所以其实你哋应该有两手做，咁令到一啲市民支持你哋嘅方向噶嘛。 你又只係做 show 啊，東北我哋去做啦，咁樣做完之後又俾人哋係咁掟啊，咁成鬧。咁但係咧，濫用公屋都有人去攣，咁其實可以攣一啲出嚟就可以俾人哋入去住啦嘛。咁其實希望大家，即係希望你個諗法咧，係一邊硬一邊軟嚟推，咁市民先支持你哋嘅嘛。硬係唔係死你，係嘛？所以我喺我角度嚟講咧，希望咧就即係多加留意呢個問題。主要就係剛才阿鍾樹根議員所講嘅，佢哋漁灣村嗰啲長者嘅嗰啲健身設施損壞，其實呢個咧係一間承辦商係叫 Jazz， 係永遠都係幫房屋處做。我做咗十幾年議員。全部都是他的牌子的东西的，但是他的服务是认真认真的，但依然是用他，我不知道为什么 why， 真的 tell me why， 多谢主席。
罗庆用会多谢主席，咁啊，亦都多谢阿常秘同埋房屋局嘅啲同事一齐嚟听听我哋区议员嘅声音。咁咧就刚才几啲同事讲到咧，包括系要求房屋局咧就尽快增加公屋单位啦，同埋咧就系、是、有个同事咧都有讲到咧，就系、是、领汇咧就自从上咗市之后咧，就一直对我哋嘅公共屋邨，特别系响领汇嘅范围里边嗰啲公屋嘅事务咧，就漠不关心嘅。咁我知道咧就系、是、我嘅选区里边嘅兴民村咧就。连酒楼都冇，咁但係领会又从来都唔会出席我哋嘅会议喎。咁我觉得呢就係房屋署将个责任呢就係当其时将个社会责任都一并转俾交领会，但係转交咗之后就冇去跟。咁所以我都希望阿常秘呢可以同领会沟通一下，咁最好就能够领会嗰度呢高度重视啊，另外平时出席我哋嘅医民会议。咁我喺呢度我想借呢个机会提一啲共性嘅问题。咁而家呢就我哋嘅公屋呢就到底嗰个管理同埋保安方面呢有好多值得改善嘅，仲要譬如一个单位有几多人居住呢，佢有几多人暂住呢，咁所以呢我建议呢就係、是、可唔可以呢就係、是、增加呢个呢就係、是、一个智能塔吉出入以安装呢个智能装置。咁呢就我记如果我冇记错嘅话呢，就我知道九龙湾嘅彩盈村呢都应该係安装咗呢样嘅。咁点解都同喺公屋有一啲又冇呢，我希望可以一致性。咁另外呢就係、是、希望可以呢就係、是、我哋喺医美会议上睇到一啲工程又好，商讨各方面都好，希望房屋署能够增拨资源同埋加快一啲工程嘅进度。我唔知其他同事有冇同係咁啦。嗰啲工程進度呢凡係涉及響房屋處嗰啲呢都係比較慢嘅，所以我希望呢就除咗同個工
程
各方面啦，咁希望可以加快個進度增撥資源。多謝主席。
許林慶會員。
多謝主席。我就住喺公屋嗰度嘅，咁就喺呢、這個聽啲居民講呢，佢自從同我嘅訴苦呢就話佢響申請公屋呢已經四五年了，但是遲遲都未有，就我點解會咁樣呢，咁樣咁呢啲係政府睇下點樣，我哋會同呢個政府有關部門反映。咁但係政府響若干年前呢就放寬咗落嚟團聚，咁就俾啲單程證落嚟，咁好多單程證一戶，如果譬如我哋有個公屋上面一至二人單位，佢就申請咗個仔落嚟，佢个仔落咗嚟啦，带埋佢个太太，佢个仔女，咁我落咗嚟，咁就住翻去嗰个单位，变咗一二人单位住咗成五六个。好啦，咁我哋同佢申请，话佢希望能够住好大啲啦，咁样。但系房署回应俾我哋，又话依家咧好多人轮候咗，轮候紧，冇可能先会尽快俾到你哋。咁我试问下。六七个人住一个二人单位里面点样住法，我解释俾你听啦，碌个架床，两个分两个上面两个下面，三个分地下，食饭都系咁样食饭。好啦，就另外第二样呢，两公夫妇离婚已经有案例提示咗，一个离婚夫妇同住一个公屋有个后果出发现了，已经发生过了。那我们那里呢都有离婚的个案，亦都向这个房署反映了， 话希望咧能够俾一户，即系俾嗰间公屋俾个另一方个蛇女方咁住，但系已经几个月，成半年大半年啦，已经都冇发冇回音，话都仲系喺度轮候紧。如果一旦发生有问题嘅话，
时间到，
啊，多谢主席，
唔好意思，南树联会员。
啊，多謝主席，咁啊，多謝柏尚秘嚟到啦。咁申報翻房委會委員先啦。咁另外頭先好高興啦，其實好多委員都講，不如用多啲，即係起多啲公屋。咁我相信咧，東區區議員都會好支持。咁如果咧，東區裡面有 GRC 用地係可以起公屋嘅話咧，其實如果唔影響基本嘅設施嘅話咧，其實小西灣咗福嘅，我哋未起嘅小西灣綜合大樓第二期咧，喺上面再起公屋咧都可以，咁啊物盡其用都可以再諗下。咁另外一樣嘢就係頭先亦都有講啲長者設施或者係兒童遊樂設施咧，其實都講咗好耐㗎啦。因為嗰個承辦商咧，佢哋嗰個維修咧實在即係好差，咁依一樣嘢其實真係要檢討一下依個合約嗰個方面嘅問題。咁如果係可以嘅話咧，其實係應該開放嘅市場咧，係俾多啲唔同嘅即係承辦商入嚟嘅。因為其實依家我見到國內咧，其實都好多地方係做一啲休憩設施嘅，咁其實都應該可以即係考慮多啲唔同嘅製造商係可以入到即係公屋嘅市場，令到我哋呢一方面能夠保養各方面都係可以做得好啲。咁即係其他嘢我唔喺度再講啦，多謝主席。
關樹龍會員，
多謝主席。咁啊，頭先咧就聽到好多啲同事都講咧，就即係依家就即係有成200,000嘅即係嗰啲申請表格輪流即係公屋嘅。咁其實就真係唔止200,000人嘅喎，咁可能係牽涉200,000嘅家庭嘅咁樣樣。咁咪好多都係即係等到輪候時間咧，都係3年5年啦咁樣樣，或者更長嘅時間都有嘅。咁咪希望即係話政府咧有冇即係諗一諗咧？既然家佢輪候咗咁耐，咁佢嗰個日常嗰、那個即係住房嗰、那個嗰、那個負擔咧又咁重，政府會唔會咧考慮咧就即係話？輪流得長嗰啲住户咧，俾啲津貼佢哋咯。呢個即係嗰個住屋嘅津貼嚇。咁咧就同埋咧就即係我哋做議員嚟講咧，日常咧都係接觸到好多啲個案咧。咁係都係涉及啲新移民啊，同埋有好多嗰啲即係話嗰啲即係我哋睇到就係即係假離婚啊嗰啲。咁啊即係即係直接咧就都係咧都係即係構成嗰、那個即係嗰個住屋嗰、那個嗰、那個嚴重問題嘅。咁啊，其實呢啲咁嘅事情嚟講咧，都係即係都係牽涉咧，即係人口即係政策相關嘅問題咯。咁啊，即係政府咧會唔會咧就真係咧，即係要或者係要即係多關留意，同埋咧就檢討嘅啊。多謝主席。
請問仲有冇會員要提問？係梁兆新委員。
多謝主席。多謝上帝啊。我兩個點咧，想就即係提問翻即係常秘啦。就首先就係即係個自安心計劃咧，即係聽局長講咧就話就係咪會呢個自安心計劃，即係第一期就已經交咗俾房協去做起居屋，咁就絕對唔會用呢個租嘅方式去出租呢啲屋啦，咁樣咁變咗係一個居屋嘅業模式。咁我想知道下咧，就呢個咁嘅模式係咪都喺個跟嚟緊嗰啲其他嗰幾期嘅治安心計劃，即係畫咗，即係諗住係喺我哋地盤再起治安心計劃嗰啲地盤裏面咧，係咪會都交俾房協去做？第一，第二係咪都係會跟翻即係做呢個模式，即係用居屋模式去出賣，就唔會出租咁樣咧？咁如果係嘅話，你係真係交俾房協嘅話，咁點解其實過往房屋署都有起樓嘅啦？咁點解房屋署又唔會自己攞翻嚟起樓咧？咁樣係有咩原因咧？咁樣啲嘢睇。第二個咧就是、關於個即係白表特別申請咧，就免地免補地價就購買呢個二手居屋呢、這個咁嘅計劃咧。一出咗之後咧，其實過呢幾個月嚟講咧，你見到居屋個市場咧係升得好緊要。超過 10% 嘅居屋嘅市場係升咗，咁我唔知道咧，即係局方或者係政府方面有冇評估過呢、這個其實呢個咁嘅做法係 間接係影響咗個樓價嘅上升嘅咧咁樣啊？因為假設間接，如果根本係都冇人有興趣，即係將我自有嘅屋出嚟賣嘅話，咁有一班咁嘅人想去買，咁變咗即係所謂供求問題嘅話咧，自然就會將嗰、那個即係將我嗰個樓價就會係即係谷升㗎啦。咁所以其實呢個未必係對呢個居民係嗰個穩定樓價係做到好作用，反而係令到樓價係上升嘅。啱啱先睇到報紙就話。原來呢個龍盤苑嗰邊呢有一個創新高嘅價錢買出嚟，就378萬一個單位。咁你諗下啦，即係話咁樣繼續落去嘅話，呢個係咩好嘅政策？希望政府諗清楚，唔該。
請問仲有冇委員提問？有冇我哋一共有23個委員呢提出個問題？咁啊，請常秘呢幫我哋解答下我哋議員提出個問題。多謝常秘。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the ease of me replying to you, I'm going to use English, otherwise you'd probably be here all night. So please excuse me. Two things. I will try and address most of the points, but if I miss any, don't worry. My colleagues have taken a note of every point that's been made, and we will write to you individually to respond after the meeting. I think that's probably the most efficient way. But I will go through and pick up some of the key points that seem to come out of members... short comments. Starting with the queue for public rental housing, let me give you the facts. As of today, there are 110,400 families on the general waiting list. The 110,400 families on average are waiting about 2.7 years. Of course, some people wait more, some people wait less, depends on their individual circumstances. There are an additional 100,000 people, that's individuals, on the what we call quota and points system list. Those people are not guaranteed a 3-year waiting time. They are all individuals. Many of those, as some of you have quite rightly pointed out, are young people. Some as young as 18, 19 years old. I can tell you, if someone applies now on the QPS list, the quota and point system list, they're going to wait 15 years if they're 18 years old, because the eligibility is determined by their age and by the length of time they wait on the waiting list. So I'm afraid I want to get this message out that there really is little point in applying for public rental housing if you're a singleton under the age of about 35. Because you're going to wait a long, long time. And at the moment, that's the Housing Authority policy. So I agree the current waiting list is too long. 110,000 people, families generally, waiting for accommodation is a large list. And that's why government has made a very firm commitment to try and increase the production of public rental housing. Now, someone said... 10,000. Our commitment at the moment is 75,000 over the next 5 years. We have already secured land for that purpose. So we know we're going to be able to produce at least 75,000. That's roughly 15,000 per annum. On top of that, we will be producing another 17,000 home ownership scheme flats over the next 4 years. So that's the basic supply. But when I look at the waiting list, I also look at the units I take back from the existing stock. And every year, I take back roughly 10,000 units. So every year, I have about 25,000 units that I can allocate, give or take a few thousand, but roughly 25,000. Plus the home ownership scheme, because, of course, as people move out from public housing into home ownership, that means there are additional. And if you add that in, on average, we have about 30,000 units. So the figures of around 30,000 we can more or less achieve over the next few years. But that's not good enough. We still have to secure additional land, because I'm worried that the waiting list might actually increase. And I need to keep a very close eye on this. So this is something that we're looking at very closely. And indeed, government is so concerned about this that the chief executive announced the formation of a long-term housing strategy review exercise. to look at these issues, the housing demand, public and private, the waiting times, and all of these related issues. So this is a particular emphasis for the government at this time, and it's something that the long-term housing strategy review exercise has been given up until basically the middle of next year to come up with recommendations. Members' views will be reflected, of course, to that exercise. A number of members commented on the Taiwan factory building, some saying, well done, it's good to retain it, some saying it's wasteful, we could redevelop it and get more units. This was debated at some length by both the housing authority and by government. We wanted to listen to the community because we feel that the difference between developing the site as a developable site and retaining the site and just redeveloping the existing factory building actually isn't that great. We can get about 180 units in the existing factory building. We think, with all of the constraints and the conditions that would be applied to a new development, we may be able to only get about 280 to 300. So the development gain was not substantial, but the loss of what is the only H block factory building in Hong Kong, we felt, was perhaps something that that the community would wish us to retain. So that was the decision. We believe that it's also slightly quicker for us to convert the site rather than demolish and rebuild. So there is a small benefit on that side as well. Well-off tenants, another point that quite rightly was made. I can assure members that we do take very careful action against well-off tenants. I don't know, I'm sure some of you are aware of this, but when someone gains entry to the public rental housing program, they have 10 years within which we don't ask them for an update on their income or asset limit. But after 10 years, they have to tell us what is their income, what is their assets, and every year, a couple of years after that, they tell us again. So we do monitor the situation very carefully. And as I'm sure members are aware, where we find people's income or assets exceed our standard limits, we can apply 1.5 times rent, 2 times rent, or in some cases, full market rent. And when it's full market rent, they then have a year to get out. So the policy is already in place, and I have stepped up checks on tenants. So instead of just doing 5,000 a year random checks, we've done 10,000 a year to try and make sure that we do deal with well-off tenants. Now, youth hostels. I have to say that the youth hostel policy is being taken forward by Home Affairs Bureau, so I will reflect your views on this to the Bureau. There was a comment about any development requiring consultation with the district. Now, I can only speak for our housing department, but I'm sure you know that we always consult the district council. And we always talk to local residents, and we always try and listen to members' views before we finalise our programme. That is a requirement, and I can assure you, no government department would not go through the process of consulting the district council. It's too important. Home ownership scheme. Can vacant home ownership scheme units be converted into public rental housing units? In fact, when we get vacant units, we sell them again. So as soon as a unit is returned to us, we will try and sell it. And indeed, we are about to announce the sale of about 800 vacant home ownership scheme units at the beginning of next year. And we think that it's preferable that we don't get a mixed situation of rental and ownership in one estate. It's very difficult for management purposes. And that's why, for example, members may be aware, the tenant purchase scheme is very difficult for us. It's not very successful. It causes many problems. So we prefer all of this development to be sold, or all of the development to be rental and not mixed. link, my favorite subject. The link is a problem for us in that we don't control them. They are a private company. We talk to them. In fact, I just had lunch today with their managing director and chief executive officer. We do have a dialogue with them, but we can't require them to attend any meeting, just as I can't require Hong Kong Land or Swire Properties or Cheung Kong to attend a meeting. That is their choice. But because they're within our estates and they're operating quite significantly, we maintain a very close dialogue with them. So even if they're not present at a meeting, we will take the comments that are made at that meeting and reflect them back to the link to make sure that they are aware of what the issues are. We also work with them to try and overcome some of the hurdles. So, for example, barrier-free access, we've worked closely with them to make sure that when we put in guide paths for the blind and braille and all of that, it covers both the PRH as well as the commercial side. Waiting times, I think I've dealt with. Can the special stamp duty or buyer stamp duty help the youth? Let me comment briefly on this. Special stamp duty, as members know, was designed to deal with speculation, and I think it's been very effective. The number of what we call conformer cases has dropped dramatically. But because we're coming to the end of the two-year initial period, we see a need to extend it, so therefore we're going to extend it to 3 years and put the rates up. That's to deal with speculation. The buyer's stamp duty has a different objective. The buyer's stamp duty is to deal with the other problem that someone mentioned about hot money, about all this external pressure on housing prices. We want to give priority to Hong Kong people, and by doing by introducing the buyer's stamp duty for anyone who is not a Hong Kong permanent resident, in other words, Hong Kong ID card holder, they will have to pay 15% extra on the value of any transaction. We feel that will give the advantage to Hong Kong people, and we believe that's the right measure. Of course, we need to go through legislation to get that enacted. What else is there? Factory estates, land supply. Land supply. Quite a few comments on land supply. I understand the Director of Land will be following me. I think that's right, is it? So I am going to let her answer for her land supply problems. Someone asked me about what is the demand within the district. I can't give you an answer to that because we don't look at district-based demand. We look at the general waiting list, which could come from anywhere. But someone else did say, and quite rightly, the part of the problem is that many people would prefer urban area sites. We, as members probably are aware, generally in the past few years have not had many urban area developments. However, for the last 2 years, the majority of our production has been in the urban area. So we've opened up the application for urban area flats over the last 2 years, and indeed we'll do so again this year, so that people can apply for new urban area flats, and I think that's responding to the demand. Unfortunately, looking forward and seeing the development program, more of the flats in future will be coming in the new territories, particularly Tuen Mun, Yuen Long and Tin Sui Wai, that sort of area. But we do try to keep an eye on that. So that's the land issue. Building standards. I was really quite pleased to hear comments about the quality of our buildings. We do try very hard. We work very closely with our contractors to make sure that not only are we designing to a good quality, but the build quality is also maintained. And indeed, we have won some awards for some of the initiatives that we've taken over the past few years. It's not easy because we no longer build to a standard design. Every building is now designed to suit the site because we are getting very, very difficult sites. And this brings me to the comment about Lin Sing Road. Can we build more by opening up the slope? The answer is no, because that is a natural slope, and we have to be very careful what we can do. Indeed, the thing that worries me about that is that we'll have to maintain the slope in future, which is going to be quite costly. Slopes are difficult. Indeed, many of the sites that we are getting nowadays have significant geological or geotechnical problems. For example, one site, Tung Tau in Yuen Long, we originally planned to have about 800 units. Because of problems with foundations, very deep foundation requirements, caverns and all of that, we can only build 300 units. So the effect on our production is quite significant for some of these problem sites. Infill sites, again, a good suggestion, something that we have looked at in the past, something that we will look at again, because I think as we look at redevelopment, particularly for some of our older estates, we will need decanting accommodation. We'll need to find places for those people who already live there, who will want to stay in the area, and the best way is to use infill sites. But in doing so, I think we also have to bear in mind another comment that members made about quality of living and about the environment in which people live. We don't want to move too far away and undermine the quality of living. So that's a balance that we have to achieve, and we're very conscious of that. Something that I think when we consult members on individual projects, we need to explain how we address this quality of living issue. So we will do so. Repairs. I'm glad you raised that. And the issue of our contractors. We have a system of contract management which allows us, where contractors are behaving badly or not performing up to standard, to take action, and we have taken action. We also monitor their performance not just in our individual estates but across their whole portfolio. So if they're not very good in one area, we can also take action. On repairs, we are taking... there are a number of things. First, let me look at equipment. Play equipment and fitness equipment. We have had some problems because of suppliers. And I think one of the members mentioned that some suppliers have a bad reputation. Yes, we agree. Unfortunately, quite often, they are the supplier that's been there for a long time. And they, in order to remove them, we need to basically remove all the equipment, and that can be also very disruptive. So we do look at this problem in terms of the maintenance. Sometimes it takes longer than we want for replacement equipment because it has to be imported. It's not available here. The supplier doesn't have very much stock. But we are looking at that as well. Now, the second point I want to make on maintenance and repairs is that we have now... a number of different schemes, the estate improvement scheme, the proactive maintenance schemes, and so on and so forth. The whole purpose is to look at the basic fabric of the building, how well is the building maintained and looked after, and also look at individual flats to see if there are particular problems, for example, with pipes, with toilets, with the electric installations. And if we can deal with those before they become a big problem, then hopefully we can deal with them more quickly and at least disruption to the tenant. Smart cards. The idea of using smart cards. In fact, we did do a trial in two estates, I believe, of smart cards. Now, let me distinguish between intelligent management and smart cards. The most intelligent management has to be a human being. So having a tower guard installed on the door to control who goes in and out is the most intelligent way to do it. Smart cards, unfortunately, can be held by anybody. You don't know that I haven't lent my card to Mr. Lau, and Mr. Lau hasn't lent it to Ms. Chan. It's dumb. It's not intelligent. And we need to be able to deal with the problems of misuse of smart cards. So at the moment we have the trial underway, but it's not particularly successful. And I personally, and this is a personal point of view, think that having a proper guard at the door monitoring who goes in and out is far better than having no one really monitoring and just relying on smart cards. Anyway, that's something that we can look at. The building program. Someone also commented that it is too slow. Let me just give you the timetable that we work to. When I get a site that's ready to build, from the point of view of site planning, foundations, superstructure to completion, we will do in less than 5 years. That's very quick. In fact, the actual build process is only 3.5 years. The first period generally is the planning, including consultation with the district council, which we must do, including consultation with, often, the town planning board, which we must do. And indeed, we often have to deal with a number of different departments who want to put in schools or welfare facilities or care homes for the elderly or drug treatment centres or even highways that want PTI, public transport interchanges. All of that is in the planning phase, and we can't control that. Now, that's for a site that is ready to build on. If I don't get a site like that, and often I don't, usually I get a site that's not ready, it's already occupied by someone else, the time taken for clearance of the site, I can't control. It can take 3 or 4 or 5 years. But the actual build process is really very quick. It's only 3.5 years. There was a comment about individual cases. A divorced lady, individuals 5 to 6 in a flat, all of these things. I don't particularly want to get into individual cases. I don't think that's appropriate. But if you let me have some details, I'll follow up on that separately. Finally, two other comments, I think, and then I've more or less covered most of it. Rent subsidy for those that have been on the waiting list a long time. This is something that we have to be very careful about. The problem with a rent subsidy for those that are on the waiting list is that it will have a tendency to put up prices in the private sector. Private sector landlords, as many members are very well aware, are very quick to react. If government says we'll give everybody a $1,000 subsidy, bang, the rent goes up $1,000. That's the way they react. So I'm very cautious about rent subsidies. They can actually have an unintended consequence, so we need to be very careful with that. The other point about this is that where you say, if you're on the waiting list, then you get a subsidy, all you do is encourage more people to get on the waiting list, which again, even though they don't qualify, and they may never qualify, adds to the apparent problem. So we need to be careful that we don't unduly cause a bigger problem than there needs to be. And that brings me to the second final point that I want to talk about, the waiting list. A number of members commented about eligibility and prioritizing the waiting list and managing the waiting list. This is something that we do look at from time to time. Let me just remind members, basic eligibility is that Hong Kong, the applicants must have Hong Kong permanent residence, which basically means 7 years presence. We take that to mean 50% of the household. So if it's a two-person household, one person is a Hong Kong PR, the other isn't, they qualify. So we do look at the eligibility when people apply. The second point, people do apply even though they're not eligible. Or they apply and they have family circumstances or personal circumstances that mean they ask us to freeze their application. So we get people, unfortunately, that go into hospital for an extended period. Or worse, they go into prison for 3 or 4 years. We freeze their application. They're still on the waiting list, but they're not being processed. So there are many reasons why people don't get offers within 3 years, but we do look at those. And indeed, on an annual basis, we monitor the waiting list. We try to look at cases that have been on the waiting list for longer than 3 years, check why that is, and if there is a reason why there is a problem, we then try and deal with that proactively. The final point on waiting list is that if someone has been on the waiting list for an inordinate amount of time, they can apply to the social welfare department for assistance if they have special circumstances, or they can go through the EFAS system, what is it called?
EFAS, what's that?
I can't remember. Anyway, I can't remember the name. Express Flat Allocation System, EFAS, that's it, Express Flat Allocation System. And that's every year we have a few thousand units that are on the EFAS list, and people can apply. If they really are concerned about getting into the public housing quickly, that's the quickest way. And generally, people who apply through EFAS get in within 6 months. not always the best flats, of course. Final point, the effect of the 5,000 white form buyers on second-hand home ownership scheme prices. It's too early to say whether there has been a direct effect because nobody has yet been allocated one of the 5,000 spaces. I think the prices in the home ownership scheme secondary market reflect the general move in prices in property in the private sector anyway. So I don't think you can make a direct correlation, a direct relationship between the 5,000 units and movement in the home ownership scheme secondary market, particularly when you think that there are something like 250,000 secondary market HOS units and only 5,000 places available. The effect is fairly marginal. I think there are other figures, other factors rather, that is affecting the prices, and it's not just in the secondary market, I think it's generally. But I believe that that is something that we will monitor very carefully as the new scheme comes into play. Mr. Chairman, I think that's most things. If I have missed something, I apologize, and we will follow up specifically in our reply to individual members. But thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, and thank you, members, for some very helpful comments. Thank you very much.
好，多謝上任秘書長咧，回應翻我哋各位同事咧，就23個同事提出啲問題。當然佢有啲係逐，唔係逐個去回應翻啦，綜合有啲咧就講得比較多啲，有啲講得比較少啲嘅。咁咧，上任秘書長都承諾咗咧，有啲未答翻嗰啲，佢哋會就係書面俾翻秘書處。咁我想問翻個委員係咪有啲跟進力啊？系啊，请赵志强委员。
啊，多谢主席。正话上任秘书长讲咧，就话同领会嗰度咧又叫唔到佢嚟开会，冇问题嘅。问题即系而家我只系点样解决喺度管理嗰个秩序嗰度，即系我希望咧就即系同房屋处嘅屋邨管理咨询委员会嗰度咧啊处理好，即系大家嗰个管理嗰个村内嗰个秩序。多谢主席。
好啊，上任秘书长，我哋委员就想反映翻呢个同领会之间嗰、那个。合作管理个关系，咁呢度咧睇下可唔可以将呢个问题带翻去咧，通过你哋高层同领会嗰边去协合作一下，或者去商量一下，将、
yeah.
我哋下面跟后去。吓、啊，江总委员，
多谢主席。秘书长就讲咧，就系、是、即系话佢哋喺个发展计划，就算揾到地啊，都要五年之后，然后先可以提供到新楼。咁但系我就即系正话都好。希望咧，佢哋能夠咧考慮一啲嘅short term 嘅 solution 咧，嚟到係即係解決現時嗰個嘅急需嗰個嘅問題，急需嗰個住房嘅問題嘅。但係呢方面咧，我聽唔到佢有啲乜嘢嘅回覆。多謝主席。
啊，李志強委員。
啊，主席，就頭先常秘咧就話，即係佢係總體政策去回應，但至於個別嘅咧，就通常咧都唔。即係而家咧就佢哋會記錄在案，但我會覺得咧柴灣工廈啊呢一、這個嘅重建啊或者係改建咧，係對呢個長遠房屋計劃都有一個好大嘅影響，因為你係180個劏房同埋咧可以過千個嘅，咁呢個換句話咧係嗱，大家好多委員都話180個係杯水車薪，咁所以我覺得咧呢一個咁重要嘅問題。應該咧係影響柴灣地區，甚至影響全香港嘅輪候公屋嘅人數嘅。咁我相信咧，常秘咧，就算你唔能夠一個具體嘅答覆，你亦都要應承我哋一個全面嘅諮詢，不能夠收到嗰千零個簽名，或者咧係嗰一兩次嘅居民諮詢會，但全柴灣係差唔多十幾廿萬嘅。咁換句説話咧，這個諮詢係唔全面嘅，尤其是我哋環泰分區會。我哋已經咧，所有委員都反對話喺度係改建嘅，希望係拆咗重建嘅。咁分區會代表性都唔細嘅，嚇係咯。咁我希望啊，主席經過你啊，同我哋嘅常秘傾一傾。
江博祥委員，
多謝主席。正話剛才咧有環泰分區委員會嘅委員咧，黎志強議員咧就講咗關於我哋環泰分區委員會嘅決定。咁我已經有封信喺我身上噶啦，我作為主席咧，我會俾信常秘嘅。多謝主席。
係李俊秋委員。
多謝主席，在這裡有一點澄清，我都是環堤分區委員會的。那對於柴灣工廈這個的項目，那個究竟是改建還是怎樣保育還是怎樣呢？其實我個人呢是以一個即是以一個有效的發展香港文化的態度呢去看這個項目的。我並無好像某些委員所說的，即是贊成拆了它起過曬，這個不是代表我的意見的。多謝主席。
好，上秘書長，我哋會員咧就工廈呢個問題咧，個別個意見咧，請上秘書長帶翻去喺個政策上面，可以再重新去考慮一下。因為聽日我哋個會咧，聽日有個房屋規劃委員會應該要專門研究呢個問題。咁所以呢個咧，呢個問題我哋可唔可以有啲仔細啲嘢，可以喺聽日嗰個房屋規劃委員會嗰度再去跟進翻？
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I don't think there's much scope for not retaining this now. That decision's taken. It's a question of how we can do it to the best of our ability. As far as, how we develop the site, let me make it clear, it's not what most people would regard as subdivided flats. These will be standalone flats. Of a reasonably good size, actually. I was down there yesterday, and I think they compare quite favourably with the design of some of our established flats. So they're not, by no means are they inadequate by comparison to the standards that we allocate for new flats. We couldn't do that. We have to make all of our estate roughly the same standard. So that's something I'm sure members will discuss tomorrow when we consult the relevant committee. Now, let me go back also on short-term measures. The short-term measures really cover a number of different things that we're already doing. They were announced by the chief executive a few months ago. It includes looking at conversion of industrial buildings. It includes looking at how we can speed up the development process. It includes looking at how we can make sure that well-off tenants and other misuse of public housing units are properly addressed so that we can clear those people out. And I think it also includes looking at managing the waiting list to make sure that people on the waiting list genuinely qualify. So we're taking all of these measures. And they will certainly contribute to the situation. But quite frankly, the solution lies in providing more land for the development of more units. And that is the priority for the government at this stage. And that includes not just looking at things that we've discussed here about infill and new sites. It does mean we have to look at reclamation. It does mean we have to look at new development areas. It does mean we have to unlock land that is currently tied up for other reasons. So conversion of land from one use to housing use, and I must include in that GIC sites that are maybe underutilized. All of these things have to be looked at. So the approach of government, I think, is a mix of the immediate things dealing with the management and the existing stock and making best use of it, increasing that stock as quickly as we can by building quickly, and then trying to provide more land for housing. But as I say, as far as the production of public rental housing is concerned and home ownership scheme housing, we have already secured land for the next 5 years. So I can guarantee that we will be providing 75,000 plus 17,000 thereafter. That's important. We cannot overlook that we're already doing that. Anything else will be on top of that. So that I think, in terms of short, medium, and long term, is the picture. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
好，多謝上任秘書長。我相信大家都23個議員個發言咧，主要咧都係關注翻我哋個輪候個時間，希望可以保證咗三年咧，喺11萬家庭當中可以順利去上樓啊，同埋擔心個居屋發表個申請個問題，咁呢個係大家共同關心。有啲就議員咧都反映咗啲租樓租金個問題，其實咧最終咧都係牽涉到嗰個供求啊，我哋求個居屋公屋多過政府供應個呢個房屋嗰個問題啫。咁我相信上輪秘書長已經係收 傾到我哋二十三位議員發言個議員啲意見，亦相信請呢、這個有關個大家個關注土地供應同埋個盡快保證公屋個單位供應咧，交翻俾我哋申請個啲居民嚟嘅。頭先阿常秘書長都承諾咗，未來五年咧有75,000個單位咧，將會輪候公屋去陸續去交俾我哋公屋個輪候者。咁我相信呢個計劃應該政府會去盡快落實翻。請問各位議員仲有冇咩補充提問？如果冇咧，呢、這個係嘅個。有封信咧就交翻俾大家去。
Oh, OK，thank
you.
OK， 好。I'll read it later.
好，咁咧就呢、這個關於嗰個柴灣工廈嗰個問題嗰、那個意見啫。好，咁如果冇咧，我哋呢、這個好多謝運輸及房屋常任秘書長咧啊，柏志高、譚明新士同佢同事咧，到我哋呢度會咧聽翻我哋議員個意見，請備悉翻我哋議員個意見。喺度再一次多謝常任秘書長出席我哋個。
Thank you.